Hey, Internet. I'm back. Everyone was so sweet and nice in their responses to my very impulsive recording from earlier tonight, or last night. I don't know, it's 9:15 a.m. I haven't slept yet. I got tucked into bed and got some nervous energy, you know. So I decided to, as a thank you, just do a little talk. Nothing sexual. I mean, it can be if you want it. I won't be doing any bad on my part. But you know, what I got from a lot of these messages, and the response was overwhelming, I'm very flattered, is that there's a lot of isolation being felt by a lot of people, especially people who live alone or live with others who they don't receive a lot of affection from. And I'm very lucky to live with someone who gives me a lot of affection, and I just wanted to pass that forward into a little bit of relaxation. And if you're feeling lonely, I understand. Hopefully this makes you feel a little less lonely. Yeah, so welcome to what I am calling my quarantine cuddle sessions. So, get really comfy. Grab something that you can hold, something soft and cuddly if you want. I'm sitting in my armchair that I dragged into my office. I'm sitting in front of my computer. I have a big fuzzy fleece blanket on my lap. I am my cuddle partner for right now, I mean, besides you, is my big stuffed R2-D2. You guys will learn that I absolutely love Star Wars, and I really love droids. So, settle in, relax, and if you choose something to hold, something to squeeze, put it in your lap and curl those arms around it. And just take a big, deep breath in through your nose. Hold it and breathe out through your mouth. You're doing so good. Let's do that again. I want to hear you this time. Good job. So I'm just holding on to my R2. Giving him a little squeeze and a little nuzzle. Some people, I think it's weird for adults to have stuffed animals, or in my case, stuffed droids and stuffed dragons. I don't think it's weird at all. I think it's normal to want to find comfort in the things that you surround yourself in. And I think that physical comfort is a big part of that. So I fully admit that I am a 27-year-old woman with a very impressive stuffed animal, stuffed droid, and stuffed dragon collection. Just keep taking those really big deep breaths. Sometimes when I feel really overwhelmed, I just need to block everything out for a second and just focus on how it feels to do the most basic thing, which is just take in oxygen and push out carbon dioxide. What did I say? I'm really, really tired. Excuse my blunder. I promise. I know my stuff. Hugging my R2. Trying to not think about the things that overwhelm me right now and center myself so that I can have some control and some agency over the things that I can affect. And it's so easy to feel dysregulated when you can't really go outside, or when you do go out, you have to wear something on your face, which is so important. Please wear your masks, please. Makes me so happy when I see other people wearing masks when I'm out, and just shows me that you care. I think it's really important to try to protect those around us, even if you don't know them. But yeah, just wear your masks. Wear a cute mask. Take your deep breaths. It's really sunny out. If you're near a window, you can take a look out. Just cuddle a little closer. Doing so good. I'm really, really proud of you. I hope you're feeling better. A little more centered, maybe. I feel a little bit more centered. Sometimes talking it out helps me clear my brain a little bit. And of course, I have R2, and knowing that you're listening and taking the time to just listen to some random girl chatter on, it's really sweet. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for being so kind. And just know you're not alone. This will be all over soon. Just keep yourself safe. Keep the people around you safe. And know that if you're feeling lonely, your feelings are valid. I get it. I understand. It's really hard, but you're being really, really brave. And I mean, it'll just... it'll be over soon. So, thanks again.